Okay, Chevra, paragraph V, page Lamed Aleph. Eliyahu ben Chevra means the group of friends. Okay. Eliyahu ben Chaverim, asher sheifat achad lahem, chavaya achat mishalevet otam. When you're part of a group of friends that have one goal, an experience, there's one experience that twines them together. Each ozer l're'eu, each person helps his friend, ba'avoida, in his service of God. Hayom yomit, the daily service of Hashem. Ve'lachiv yomar chazak, and to his friend he says, strengthen yourself. In the moments when his friend is weak and he's, you know, he's got doubts or he's, you know, whatever, he's weak. Zui mashad nafsho shel kol adam. This is like the ambition of every person, especially a young person. Everybody wants to be part of a chevra. That the chevra supports you, that the chevra pushes you to get better. Everybody wants that. Omek omok belibo, in the deeps of your heart. Even the person who's going into yeshiva is waiting for this social experience similar to this. If, of course, his general goal, his main goal maybe perhaps, is something a lot bigger and a lot larger than this and a lot higher than this, okay? Right? His real goal going to the yeshiva is what? Is to become a dam chacham, to become, you know, more of a tzaddik. You know, those are the bigger goals that he has, obviously, but he still has such an ambition. He has a goal also to be part of a chevra. V'ashe'iva ikarit, liyod lamdan v'yir shamayim, right? His main ikar is to be a lamdan, to be a shamayim. Achricha lechora, rak lit'og lechavruta tova. Lechora, if, you know, that was his only goal, was to be a lamdan and to be yir shamayim. So then, lechora, the only thing that would force him to do was just to find one person. He would just need to have one guy that he could learn with. And it wouldn't even need to be a friend, actually. Right? And besides for that, he would look specifically to himself, like his own kohos, what he needs to develop. Ulam, however, yeshiva einenu makom l'kniyat yediyot levad. Yeshiva is not just a place to acquire knowledge. Ki'im makom shel shleimus achayim b'torah, but rather it's a place of shleimus, of completeness, of perfection, of a life of Torah. Bishiva lomdim lichyot. In the yeshiva, we learn how to live. Kamosha lomdim balilmo. Just like we learn in the yeshiva how to learn, we also learn in the yeshiva how to live. Wow. Ubechayim b'torah tofeset makom nichbar chevratam shel b'nei haTorah. And in the life of Torah, there's a very important place given to the chevra of the b'nei Torah, to the group, the social structure of having a group of friends that are all on the same plane. Asari yechidim shirishvim oskim b'Torah. If you have 10 people, 10 individuals that are sitting and learning Torah, me'en b'ne'em ava ve'achva, and you don't have love and brotherhood between them, simanu, wow, this is a scary phrase, simanu ki toratam bilti shlema, v'lo alem ne'mar shchina shruya b'ne'em, wow. If you have 10 individuals sitting in a base and learning, but they're not together. They just, you know, happen to be in the same place. They don't love each other. They don't feel for one another. That's a sign that their Torah is not complete. And about them is not said that the Shechina is there. It says in Perkei Avos that when 10 people are learning together, the Shechina is on them. Shechina shruya aleihem. It's like dwelling on them. If you have 10 people that are learning together, but they're not a chevra, they're not together, they don't have the shin. Wow. Bo'ra'e noro d'vrei chazal. Come and look at the awesome words of Chazal in Shir Shirim Rava. Ayoshvim Beganim, it's a midrash. Ayoshvim Beganim. Sorry, Ayoshevet Beganim. It's a drasha on the pasuk that says that she's sitting in the garden. Chaverim makshivim lekolech. The group, the friends, are listening to your voice. Hashmi'eni, let it be heard to me. Okay. Go ahead, Rabbi. Rabbi Nassim Hashem Ravach Amar. The Melech Shekaas Alabadav. There was a king who was angry with his servants. V'chabshan Bebeit HaKolin. And he locked them up in the jail. Ma asah melech? What did the king do? Natal kol akatsar katin. He took all of his officers, be'avadav, and his servants, ve'alach lishmoa mahiyu hein omrim. And he went to hear, listen, by the jail cell, to hear what they were saying. Right? He was angry with his a certain group of his workers, his servants. He put them in a jail, and then he went to, like, he stood outside to, like, listen what they're saying with his other officers. Shemasha yomrim, and he heard that they were saying, Adoneinu amelech hu shivcheinu, hu chayenu, al nachser la Adoneinu amelech la'olam. He heard them saying, our master, the king, he is our praise, he is our life. We hope that nothing will ever be lacking to the king, to the king forever. Okay, wow, that's pretty good, right? You heard what happened? You hear the story? You get the story? Elimelech, you hear the story? Right? You know what happened? The king was angry with certain servants. He threw him in a jail. And then he went, he was eavesdropping outside the jail to hear what they were talking about inside the jail. And he hears them saying, our master, the king, is our life. We never want anything to lack from the king. Right? So they were, like, praising the king. Now, they supposedly, at least, they didn't know that he was standing there. So that's, like, you know, pretty good. Okay. Amar lehem, so he said to them, Banai, higbiu kolchem kedei shishmu chavirim shal gabeichem. He said to them, raise your voices, speak louder, so that the friends that are higher than you, that are on the higher level than you, I guess, like they were in the pit maybe, and like there was officers higher than them, like just on an upper level. So raise up your voices so that your friends will hear also. So too, even though Bnei Israel are dealing with their work all 6 days, on Shabbat, they get up early and they come to shul, recording Kriya Shema, and they reach Ma, and there's Chazar Shashatz, recording Betorah, and they read Torah, Maftir Menavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lehem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Banai, kigbiu kolchem, raise your voices, kidei shishmu chaverim, that the friends should be able to hear you. And who are the friends? Ve'ein chaverim el ha-malachi ha-shares. The friends are the malachim, the angels on high. U'tenu datchem, and, you know, concentrate, shelo tisner uze etze, that you shouldn't hate each other, v'shelo tikan uze etze, and you shouldn't be jealous of each other, you shouldn't compete with each other. And don't embarrass one another. In order that the Malachi Yashar shouldn't say in front of me, the Torah that you gave to Klal Yisrael, they don't do it. They don't learn it. Because behold, there's hate and jealousy and competition between them. Attempt to kaimu ota b'shalom. And rather, you should keep the Torah in peace. Wow. So you hear what the Midrash is saying? Okay, I don't know about the whole thing about, like, raising the voice the other people could hear. I don't know about that part. Like, what the deeper idea there is. But the point is, though, that Bnei Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have peace amongst each other. Hashem says to us, don't let the malachim come to me and tell me that it was a chaval that I gave you the Torah. If you're fighting, if there's infighting amongst the Jews, if there's hatred amongst the Jews, if there's jealousy amongst the Jews, then the malachim are going to come and say, look, the Torah that you gave them, they're not learning it. Because if they would be learning it, they wouldn't be able to have this. They wouldn't have this hate between them. So it must be that they're not learning the Torah that you gave them. My kesher, you say to yourself, what's the kesher? What's the connection? There's Torah. And when we learn Torah, that's when we get angry at our friends, right? When we learn Torah, we yell at our friends. When we learn Torah, we feel good about ourselves. We put down our friends in the lunchroom, right? What do you mean? Torah makes us better than everybody else. So we look down on people. No, you're missing the whole point of Torah. You're missing the point of Torah if that's what you do. That's what the Malachim are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem tells us. Hashem tells us, you have to have your friends, you have to have chevra, you should not have sinna, you should not have competition and jealousy. Hinei ha-dvarim noraim, behold, these words are awesome. She'im yish midot ra'od ben ha-oskim ha-torah, if there are bad midos between those that are learning Torah, nikrosh, this is called she'ein oskim b'torah. That means that they are not oskim b'torah, period. That's what it means. That's what the Malachim said. The Malachim said, if the Jews have sinna between them, kinna between them, they are not oskim b'torah. Wow. Anu ayinu miyachasim l'tzibur kazeh, ulai, taina shel shelo lishma. We, if we were looking at such a group of people, we would have said, okay, you know, they're learning Torah, but maybe it's not the Shema. Ilu chazal barur milalu, but Chazal spoke clearly. The ains and nikra isik b'torah klal. This is not called isik b'torah. Ki makom shoskim b'torah, because in a place where you learn in Torah, v'chrech mitavchim midot tovot v'shalom b'neim. Automatically, there should become good midos between the different people. Wow, very scary stuff here. And I mean, you do see this, right? You see the people that are learning Torah and then they start making fun of other people and they start saying mussar to other people. I'm sure nobody here says mussar to the Shana'av guys, of course.
I've never heard that
to say mussar to Shana'av? To say mussar to Shana'av guy? You never heard a Shana'av guy giving mussar to Shana'av guy? You never heard a Shana'av guy being told not to say mussar to Shana'av guy? We say all the time to the Shinabek boy is not the same as her. It doesn't usually have any much effect. But yeah, that's what it's saying here. Vatvarim Barurim. What's up? Shinabek boy say Moshe Shah?
Yeah.
If what?
Not.
Well, the Shinabek boy is put into a position of the older brother. And the older brother who, you know, is trying to take care of his younger brother. I don't think they do it out of spite, most of them. But they're trying to be a guiding light. You know, we put them together. We pair them together on purpose, right? That they should have the night sitters together with an older guy. Somebody who's already been through the system, they can talk to, they can feel comfortable with. But is, and yet, you know, comfortable with yeshiva, trust yeshiva. So that kind of like, you know, facilitates the Shana'av guy also. I mean, that's our goal, that's the hope. But also trust the yeshiva, trust the system, realize that you can still be normal and also learn and also be, you know, from. But when we put the Shana back in that position, so some guys have an inferiority complex and they feel they have to prove themselves. And they have to act from. They feel like they have to act from. And if you
right.
Nice. And I pinned you for that, you know. And then part of that is you have to get mustard. That's like I don't know. I think it's like the mentality. Another thing is that they're insecure. So when you're insecure, you put down the other person. Like that's just like a natural thing to do. Sometimes the guys are genuinely frustrated. You know, you're trying to work with a guy and he's not showing up, or you know, you're working with him and he starts talking about who knows what. And it's let's go. What?
I shot off. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
It's not to discuss. But I'm sure you gave him a lot of mustard. Anyway, it's hard. I mean, like, we understand that it's hard for the Shana Bet boys. It's hard for the Shana. It's a hard role to play for the Shana Bet boys. It's not. It's new. It's new for them. It's new for them to be the upper, to be the older guy, to be even more religious of the two. And you're like, yes or no? I mean, still nobody likes hearing mustard. Nobody. Even if it's if a Nemzal came over to you and said to give mustard to you, you would not. You
would change my life.
Yes, but also you'll be a little upset probably. Also, it would hurt. It would hurt. Okay, yeah, maybe you would change your life, yeah, but it would still hurt.
Never been
right, it hurts the ego, exactly. It hurts your ego. What? You've never been done before? What do you mean? Yeah, it doesn't get so much. Yeah. We've had boys that are not still giving mustards in the last 5 years, and it did not, not directly, but it did not do the thing. Did not change the thing. Yeah, basically something like that. I'm not getting into the details, but I'm saying the Maisa, there's it would hurt though. The Maisa, it hurt. So giving mustard, you know, really just shouldn't do it. I mean, like, leave it to the Rebbeim to do it, but you know, but it's hard. The Shunadet boys are, they feel like, again, I would say that most of the time they are coming from a genuine place, so they want to help the guy. Right, they don't want the guy to lose his year. They want him to, you know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating that you're working with a guy and he's not throwing, he's not changing. It's
a great question. It could
be advice too. Yeah, advice. You know my rule with Shunadet boys, giving advice. You know my rule about that? I never told you that rule. I never told you my rule about Shunadet advice. I always tell Shunadet guys, anytime you want to know the answer to any question, very simple. You just go to a Shunadet boy. Ask him if it's halacha, advice, anything, whatever. Ask him, and then just do the opposite of exactly what he said. You're almost guaranteed to do the right thing. Almost guaranteed. Anyway, no mice. Point is, what are you giving advice? You're fresh out of the. You were exactly his position, literally less than a month ago. You know what I mean?
Like, advice today. It's effective. You tried it out before 10, 6 months. That's great.
Okay, that's not bad. Anyway, gentlemen. Go ahead, we'll stop at that, I think. And scary stuff. Okay, we got to work on our meetings.